Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Bumper Sticker Wisdom. I am John.
I'm Terry. I'm back.
And she's back. Hey. I'm just kidding. You know, I'm still not comfortable with the new music.
I liked it.
I like it, but I'm so used to the way the other one dropped, and it's just like it kind of burst in. You know what I mean? And we've been using it for almost 2 years, but.
Look, change is okay.
It is what it is, man. I like the music. I'm so used to the other one, it's uncomfortable.
It's all right. Change is good.
Change is good. Depends on what we're talking about.
That's right. True, true.
So we're not changing churches.
No, we're not.
I will say a quick prayer and we will get started. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the opportunity to be here and to just fellowship with each other and talk about you a little bit. Father, help us to have the wisdom to know what it is that we need to say today, and let anyone who is hearing it, Father, that those words be anointed for such a time as right now. Let it be whatever they need right now. We love you. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, it's a little weird schedule, having to make an adjustment to podcast schedule because I got some crazy work stuff going on, and I may work the next 48 hours. We're not sure. Yes. Shut up, jerk.
I just kidding.
But, you know, got to make adjustments. We still have regular lives and do regular things. So I tapped out all my ideas the other day with Jason. So I don't know what I'm talking about today.
It's okay. You got this.
I actually liked during our Bible roulette started talking about the hunker down. Mm-hmm. And the being rooted, right? And how the early church people couldn't just leave. You couldn't just leave the church in Corinth to go to the church in Ephesus. Because, like, right. I like what they're doing over there in Ephesus. You know what I mean? Because it was hundreds of miles separated. Yeah. And I think that the reason that the hunker down mentality, when we were talking about this a few weeks back, the hunker down mentality comes from building your house on solid rock. Yep. Right? Mm-hmm. So Christ talks about, you know, people who build their house with shifting sand, when the wind and the waves come, boom, there goes the house. Yeah. But when you build your house on the rock, it will stand firm through the storm. Not that you won't go through it.
Right.
But you're gonna stand in it, you know?
Yeah.
And so for me, I feel like that's important. Like running to another church because you're not happy with the worship or maybe the message that a pastor brings is not in line with your political ideals, or they talk about the tithe, or, you know, I've heard a lot of different reasons for people to leave. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong. If somebody's legitimately doing something wrong, like, you know what I mean? Like hurting your children or any kind of crazy stuff like that, like get the hell out of there. I get that. But yeah, I've listened to people leave our church because the music was too loud. And they're like, well, that's not very Christian. Like, and I'm like, why? Tell me why.
Trust me. Mind you, I came from a Church of Christ.
Right.
We did not have instruments. We didn't have anything. We sang out of hymns.
The hymn books. Yep.
And boring. And we actually talked about that yesterday. And we talked about singing out of hymns and And my mom's a very firm believer about being a Church of Christ. She goes, but hey, didn't they blow horns?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Didn't they, you know, didn't they do that? Yep. Didn't they blow tambourines? And didn't they do this in the Bible? I was like, yeah. I said, so what's the difference? She goes, that's right. And so my mom's gone to church. My mom is 76. And so she's just now coming around like, okay, well, right. They played instruments. They, you know, they drank wine. They, yeah. You know, so she's like, okay, I get it. Yeah. I understand. So she's like, you know.
Kind of getting away from some of her like, tradition or her ideology.
Yeah. So she's kind of like, you know, pulling like, okay, I get that, you know. Yeah. So which is good, you know, but she's, you know, kind of bending.
Yeah.
A little bit. Like yeah. I said, she's bending a lot. No, but she's still bending and still understanding a little bit about things. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's nice.
Yeah.
We actually get to talk about it. She keeps asking me, when are we going to do Bible study? When are we going to do Bible study? So I got a book for her to read it in a year, you know. So we'll see how good that goes. So
that's cool.
So I'm excited.
Yeah, I think that I just think it's kind of we've been planted, right? And I think that I'm not saying that God will never call you out of a place.
Right, right.
Because he will.
Mm-hmm.
But I think people leave for their own personal reasons rather than talking to God first.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that goes for a lot of decisions in life. Don't get me wrong. Well, yeah, you know what I mean? I think that we definitely will lean on our own understanding first rather than mm-hmm. going to God and asking him for the wisdom and the words and you know what right. I'm saying? And
but we're not there for, you're there just to hear, you're there for the word, to hear the love and hope of Jesus. You're not there to like, well, this person over here is, you know, and this person, you know, we're not there for that. You know, you're there for the word. You're there for good, you know.
There's nothing I've ever experienced in the church that we call home that has ever made me be like, F this church, or this church is bad, yeah. or I shouldn't be in here.
Yeah,
not one time.
Me either.
Has it challenged me? 100%.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's, yes. I've had my toes stepped on a few times.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, me too.
And you know, I'm not going to sit here and that's not what we're here for. We're not here to try to motivate people to go to our church or
no.
Anything just, like yeah. that. I just want people to know that, you know, instead of being uncomfortable with a place and deciding, you know what, I don't like that he's not full on Republican or
Democrat
or I don't like that they talk about giving or I don't believe in the tithe or I don't like that, you know, we're worried about building a school over helping people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You're never going to be satisfied.
No, you're not.
Ever.
That's the world we live in.
It's the world that's been going on forever.
Ever. Yes.
Forever.
Yes.
You're never going to be satisfied.
No.
So for me and you, and like, you know, my responsibility is I feel like I'm the spiritual head of household, right? Like mm-hmm. I've said that on to Jason before. Mm-hmm. Like, that's my responsibility.
Yeah.
And not that I don't listen to your counsel.
Right.
Right. If you came to me and said, you know, I just don't know that we need to be here anymore. Not that it's my decision. I think that my responsibility is to say, well, we better talk to God first.
Let's pray about it.
Let's pray about it. We're not going to do anything irrational. We're not going to make a rush decision.
Yeah.
We're not even going to go shopping other churches. We're going to stay doing what we're doing right now, and we're going to talk to God about it. Mm-hmm. And if God says go, then you go.
Yeah.
And if God says no, then you don't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But some people don't don't look at it like that, though.
Yeah.
You know? And that's okay.
Look, I'm not great. I'm not perfect. I'm not saying, and I'm not absolutely berating not. People for doing
yeah,
it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Be careful.
Think about it, man. Yes. Think through things a little bit more. Give things to God first rather than making a decision on an emotion.
Emotions are.
That's what's happening, right? You make a decision based on an emotion that you feel.
Yeah.
Rather than trusting God. Mm-hmm. That's. You want to talk about living by the flesh?
Yeah. Our flesh is.
That's exactly what that is.
Yeah.
You're trusting your flesh.
Yes.
Right? Because what is your mind other than flesh?
Yeah.
You know? What is your body? What is your. It's all flesh.
It is all flesh.
So you got the mind governed by the spirit, right? every time we come into this podcast, know, you so get the sorry. Coughs.
It's just like you sit in church and you're like,
don't cough. Don't,
you sit over there and you're like, okay, not a peep. Okay,
don't laugh. Don't laugh at the fart.
Me and Kevin, we could not sit next to our granny. My mom always says right next to her, and we would always get pinched or pulled by our ear, and we would always be like, and she would flick us every time, and I'm like, you sit next time to her. I'm not sitting next to her. And every time I come in here, I was trying so hard to hear the cough. You're not going to cough. And I cough every time I come in here.
It's because you're thinking about it, man.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I think that, again, nothing that I'm saying, nothing that we're saying is to convict people.
Absolutely
or to
not.
Judge. Or,
no.
I'm just saying that in the grand scheme of things, I think we too easily will run. Hey, look, take it away from church and talk about marriage.
Yeah.
How quick do people go, I'm not happy in this marriage, and
I'm out. Yeah.
Really? Really? That's what marriage is to you? It's a shoes? I don't like this pair. I'm getting another one.
Yeah, it's not like that.
I'm sorry. I chose to spend my life with you.
Yes.
And it's going to be that.
Yes.
Come hell or high water.
Absolutely.
Or it's not going to be my choice, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to work on it, right? We're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
We're going to hunker down. We're going to ride the storm. We can't just be unhappy, understood. But we're going to talk about our unhappiness, yeah. Right?
There's this one thing I read in this little journal that I have. It's take this off.
Acts chapter 9, verse 10. That was nice. Stress less, pray more, it says.
Yes, and this stood out to me really good. And it says, God told Isaiah, say to those who have an anxiety heart.
Anxious heart. Okay.
An anxious heart. Be strong. Fear not. Be held. Your God will come and save you.
Yeah.
So good. Like I said, I mean, when we're so anxious and so, just give it to God. I mean, just you know, that song that Pam sings, take it to the altar. I've been doing
There's
that.
There's no waste at the altar is the song. Yeah.
Dude, just take everything and just everything that you have, just burden to yourself.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. What does taking it to the altar look like to you?
Things that I think about the silliest things, you know, things that bother me. Like I had a little boy get his finger smashed.
Yeah, I know it upset you a lot.
It did upset me a lot because I'm like, oh, I could have prevented that. But it's stuff like that's going to happen, you know. So things like that bother me. And it's just like big things. Like I have a lot of things going on with my family and my siblings and my mothers. And I just wanted to be okay, you know?
Yeah.
So I take it and I just want to give it to God, you know? Do I forget about it? No, but I need to. Yeah. I need to learn to just take it all and just, have you ever seen Harry Potter where they take it?
Dude, if I could get my hands on one of those.
If I could just take it and be like, whoop.
Take that memory right out.
Yeah.
I wish.
But like I said, you know, taking things and just here, you know, just giving it to God has helped me a little bit.
So taking it to the altar is... I think a lot of people, when they hear that, they think in a church setting, going up to the altar. Like, you remember the altar call? Like, we went to Church of Christ. I went to Baptist church. They did altar call. not every Sunday, but they would do altar call. And that's where you're supposed to go up there and you kneel down and you pray and you cry and, you know, you confess your sin and, you know what I mean? Or, oh, you never seen an altar call like that?
Mm-mm. Okay. Church of Christ.
Okay. So imagine, you know how they, at church now, our church now, that they do the raise your hand if you've never given your life to Christ or if you're falling away and you want to recommit yourself to Christ. Imagine that, but they make you have to come up there.
Oh.
Yeah. That's an altar call. And I think in people's minds, when you hear taking it to the altar, that's what you think.
Oh, no.
Right? So, like, we're on altar ministry, right, where we pray with people, right? That's altar ministry for our church. Mm. At other churches, going to the altar is going up there and recommitting yourself to Christ and giving, like, laying all your sin at the feet of Christ, right? So I think there's a couple of ways of looking at it. In my mind, okay. I think in my mind, taking it to the altar is submitting yourself and your issues to Christ. It's coming to Christ with your problems, right? A lot of people feel like they have to be problem-free before they come to Jesus. You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
Or they come to Jesus and they're not problem. They're problem-free from now on.
Mm. Ooh. You all right?
Yeah.
Ooh. Are you out of cheese butter? Mm.
I had an allergy test recently, and it's not positive.
He's a.
I'm pretty allergic to a lot of things.
Everything.
Yeah, tumbleweeds, and I live in the Panhandle of Texas. Guess what? We have a lot of
tumbleweeds.
Yeah, and I'm very allergic to
grass and everything. Weeds. But he's not getting out of cutting grass with me.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Somebody's got to pay for these shots.
That's right.
But anyway, I think that taking it to the altar is really just the act.
I never knew that. I never knew it was like that. I just, you know, but like I said, I came from Church of Christ and I came straight from that to this.
Right. They didn't do altar call like that.
Mm-mm. We didn't do stuff like that. When you got prayed, you know, okay, I'm praying for you. Okay, praying for you. That's what you did. And that was it, you know.
Interesting.
I mean, Church of Christ is way different than you. I mean, but every Church of Christ is probably different than every. So.
Did y'all do communion?
Yeah, like in those little thingies, and you did little cups, and then you did little.
Little oyster crackers.
Yeah. In the middle, you know,
yeah.
You did that.
Yeah.
That was before COVID. You know how that went. You could touch all the crackers, you know, you could touch all.
And
the
you would, for sure. Without question, that one, that's a juicy one.
Oh, that's two.
Yeah, because you're hungry by that point, right? you know, as the churches I relatively grew up in, I say grew up in, when I went there a couple years when I was young into youth group, I was probably, I went there from like 9 to 12 probably, just started youth group. We didn't. It was Baptist, and we didn't do communion. Mm. And you couldn't.
When we were Church of Christ, if you didn't get baptized, you didn't do communion. You didn't take the cracker. You didn't.
That's weird to me. That's such a ritualistic thing. And like, I wonder what makes them, what in the theology of that church section makes it like that?
I don't know. Because my grandkids, they love Jesus' blood. That's what they call it. They love Jesus' blood.
Okay, so look, go to the scripture, right? Go to the scripture. The scripture talks about, at the Last Supper, Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say, be baptized.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Serve.
You're right.
blah, 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 blah. It doesn't say do all these, meet all these criteria.
Right.
And then remember me.
Right.
So I'm confused by how that even became a thing.
Like, okay, when you go back to the boomers, when they're older people, they I feel like they made their own rules sometimes.
Well, there's a church. They're governed by someone, mm-hmm. and there are theology is designed by that, whoever that head is, the spiritual head of household, we'll call it like that. Like, there's the leaders of the Baptist church. It's kind of like the Pope, right?
Oh, okay,
for Catholics, mm-hmm. right? There's a leader of the Baptist church. My dad would be able to talk to you way better about this stuff than me because he knows a little more about it. But yeah, they're the ones who set the parameters and the rules and where the new churches are going to go. And they hire the pastor and all that kind of stuff. And it's like that for a lot of different, like the Methodist church is like that. I would assume the Church of Christ is like that. I would assume the Nazarene church is like that. But like the non-denominational churches, like ones we go to, aren't like that.
Right.
They plant themselves.
Hmm.
And if they want to expand, you know, they make more campuses. Right. So like Stephen Furtick's church has multiple campuses. Most of them are doing.
Yeah, but those are all on camera or on screen. It's not personal to me. I couldn't do that. I think that's how Trinity is sometimes too. Cause I went with
Hillside. Has some of
Morgan
that
like that, and we went in and sat on the screen. I was like, I can't do this. It's just not personal to me.
Yeah,
I want to be able to see, you know, face to face. You know, we actually had women's night one night, and Dusty, which is guy I work with that does lawns at my church. One of his wife's friends said, "Your pastor actually came up and talked to us. Like, yeah. He came down and was like, she was like, hi." You know, when she came up and talked to her, she goes, our lady doesn't do that. When they're done, they're done. They're like, okay, and they leave. And your pastor was very friendly, very sweet.
Yeah.
Everybody that was on your staff was very friendly, very sweet, very nice. You know, I was just like, that's awesome, you know.
And I talk to Pastor Richie not every Sunday, but two or three times a month. Mm-hmm. I go up there after service and just talk to him. Sometimes more often than others, depends on what the messages are, what's hitting me at the time, or like maybe there's something I want to say, like, you know what I mean? And, you know, he's been on the capacity to obey thing, right? And like I was talking to him about, of course, he was referencing Romans, which is my favorite book in the Bible. And I was talking to him about it, and he's like, it's the book. It is the book for the post the gospel. Right, it's the one. It outlines everything, and I mean, you could spend your whole life studying that and learning how to go off of what's in that. And
I've been using that.
Become a very, very solid Christian follower.
I've been using that one on my verses that I've been sending out this week. So that's one of them.
But I was talking about how like it just seems like you're still so far away sometimes, and of course, you know, I don't know if that's the enemy or if it's my own self-confidence. You know what I mean? Because obviously, I don't have a very high self-image of myself, right? Like, I always kind of see myself pretty lowly. And he was like, I don't know. He's so humble, and he's such a great man. Like, he's just so encouraging and just like, yeah, but you're not where you were.
Right.
You know what I mean? And he's like, he was talking to me about, like, just seeing us grow and, like, how involved we are and that kind of stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I just feel like I got so far to go, but you're not where you were.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just, he's like, just keep doing what you're doing. Like, you know what I mean? He's not there to, that's the thing about our church family and our church and our pastors is like, they're not there to kick you in the teeth about what you're doing wrong.
No.
Right. They're there to try to tell you, just keep on going. Mm-hmm. Don't quit. Don't quit. Whatever you do, don't quit, man. Just keep on going. You know what I mean? And he's talked to me about that with kids because I've actually talked to him a couple of times about, man, I'm not real sure right now. You know what I mean? And he's like, just don't quit. Yeah. Whatever you do, don't quit. Now, some people could hear that and be like, well, they need people with kids.
Yeah.
And he's just trying to keep a reliable person.
Right.
He doesn't come to me like, he doesn't come to you like that.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't, man. He's just like, I think that you should just keep going.
Yeah.
Not because that's what he needs, but because that's what you need. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's one of the things I love about our church, you know. It really is. It's him first. Like, he's the one that drew me in. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
From the, I said, every time I try to invite someone to our church, it was like, there was always a guest speaker. And I'm like, I'm like, I seriously, you got to come back. You have to come back because when he preaches, it's...
Look, we have some great guest speakers.
We do. We
really do. Pastor Mark Green is one of the best communicators you've ever seen in your life. He really is a great pastor. Christian is becoming a very good pastor.
Oh, yes.
Kirk Pankratz is a great pastor. I can't remember the guy's name from a couple of weeks ago when he was talking about family structure and stuff like that. He's a great pastor. He has great messages, but Pastor Richie just has it for me.
He
does. Pastor Richie Brown from Amarillo Fellowship Church. That is our church home. And I've never really said that out loud like that before, but like, I'm sure.
Amazing. I love it. I can't. Yeah. I love that place.
Mm-hmm. I walk in there and feel like I'm at home. I'm comfortable.
Everybody's going to call me the crazy lady.
You are the crazy lady.
Walk around my Longhorn stuff.
And I'm the crazy lady's husband.
I love it though. I love it though. Everybody there is just so welcoming. Richie's just so good. I just love how he brings the message sometimes, you know? I know, and I went on cameras, I'm like,
I know. It takes away some of it, right?
But it's still just impactful. I get to listen to it. You listen to one and then you listen to the other and you're just like,
yeah.
I didn't get that in the first message. You know what I'm saying? So it's cool to see it.
Oh, yeah, messages, yeah. Because you get to sit there in both. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I think that, you know, look, there's a lot. I've had a lot of firsts there. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of firsts as far as my being a follower of Christ. I could be very honest and say that without my journey in that church, that this podcast probably wouldn't exist.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, there's other factors that motivated the podcast, right? Like obviously.
Yeah.
Brittany's the first one that ever said the words to me, and I was doing a lot of writing at the time and stuff like that. But all of that and a lot of what I was writing about was coming through things that I was learning in my journey and experience in our church. You know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of things were changing for me at the time. And so I can really, if I examine my life, like I can see very few reasons or very few good things that would be come out of me not being there. And I can see a lot of things, a lot of negative things about me not being there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like, God's not telling me to go.
Right.
He's saying no. So I have no reason to go anywhere. I have no desire to go anywhere. My relationship with Christ has grown huge.
Yeah.
In the, what are we at, 9 years?
I've been working there. This will be 6 years for me, so.
8 or 9 years we've been going there. Yeah. I mean, so much has changed.
Yeah.
I have grown as a person, as a follower of Christ, and that's number one. But as a friend, as a husband, as a, you know, a father, you know, employee, all those kinds of things, I have grown in so many ways through the things that I've learned there and have my growth in my relationship with Christ. So, I'm hunkered down.
Yeah.
I have no reason to go.
We're rooted. I mean, it's just sometimes we're rooted. It's just, there's no way.
Yeah, unless God calls us out, there's no reason to go.
And if we do, it's probably because they're asking us to do something, you know?
Yeah. Like what?
That is nothing. I don't know anything, so don't.
I didn't say
you. I was going to say, you think, no.
What would they ask you to do?
Nothing. You're like, did they ask you to do something?
No. I'm just like, what scenario would that be?
I don't know. You just looked at me like,
yeah.
What did they ask you to do?
I didn't know. No.
You haven't asked me yet.
No. So, that's enough about that. What else you got?
Well, we'll go back to the whole food thing. It's going not terrible.
We still have our bumps.
We still have a little bit of bumps.
Mm-hmm. It's about the decision making. What is that?
What is that? It's, you know, that's life anyway.
Decisions, I felt like taking the responsibility off you would help you with the decision making part. It has not changed anything. No. We still sit there and go, I don't know.
Someone should open a restaurant called I don't know.
They
did, though. They have opened a restaurant.
Really? Somebody opened one?
Yeah, remember, I don't know what used to be off of.
IDK.
IDK.
Yeah. Never thought of it like that until just now. I don't know sports bar yet. It was more of a beer spot. You know?
Yeah.
It was food, but it wasn't a restaurant.
That's where I had my bachelorette party.
Oh, yeah. The little tiny wieners everywhere.
Was it? I don't remember that night.
Girl, there were popsicles or not popsicles.
I don't remember that. Someone had to come and get me.
You got mad at me because I threw your whistle away.
You had to come get me.
Sure did.
It was embarrassing.
And then I made you go to work the next morning.
I did. I drug a trash can. Yep. It was terrible.
Hey, self-inflicted wounds, bro. If I self-inflicted, I'm going to be there. So.
Good times.
But anyway. Yeah, no, it's going better.
Just better flavor. Just tell you that. It's a lot better flavor.
Except for the tortellini thing I did.
That was terrible.
It wasn't terrible. It just wasn't flavorful.
It was terrible. That's that. It was terrible. We both were like, it was not flavorful. Even Dad said that. I was like, yes, I'm out of that doghouse.
Now I'll put you both in there.
Yeah, it's not going terrible. It's better. I mean, but
what is the, for whatever reason, and I've been telling you for a few days, like I feel that like there's some tension, but you won't talk to me about it. But you keep telling me there's nothing, which I hate because I can feel it. And you won't tell me.
Yeah. About?
Whatever. I don't know what it is.
There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. It's not that I'm not in a good headspace. I just have a lot going on in my life. Not that you're not in it.
Coughing.
Trying to deal with things without stressing you out.
How are you going to stress me out?
It does. That I'm dealing with, you know, just stuff, and it's nothing. Nothing's heavy.
Yeah. Okay. So let's revisit that though. Let me ask you this. So what makes you think that I'm stressed about it?
Because it's always the same thing.
But what makes you think I'm stressed about it?
Because I talk about the same thing. It's always the same.
It doesn't stress me out. It's annoying.
Okay.
But I don't stress about it.
I know. It's annoying.
No, there's a lot of things I do that are annoying.
The same sad story.
You always ask me questions about my younger days and all that kind of stuff. You tell me.
Because you're broke.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Okay, and I'm not.
Whoa. Time out. Shots fired. Goodness gracious.
Well,
I think you are broken. I want to trade you in, turn you in for a better model or newer model.
I'm not saying I'm not broken. I'm just saying.
Damn.
You're broken. You're very broken. Like
you're talking about childhood trauma stuff.
Yes.
That's different. Yeah, I get it.
So you're definitely way broken, and you deal with it differently. Like you have things more come up than you do, and it does bother you, and it's like. So it's.
I understand what you're saying.
You do. It does bother you. Like me, mine's not.
I just don't. Look, it stresses me out a hell of a lot more to watch and know something's not right than it is for you to just tell me.
But it's like I'm one of those people. I'm trying to like. I'm really trying to drop this bag, but it's like.
She's like, I'm trying to put this bag of rocks down. I keep picking it back up.
I am. I'm trying to drop it, but it's like, just drop it. Just drop it.
Well, it's tough to. Yeah, I get it.
And it's just the same old bag of rocks. It's just the same. And it's the same.
I get it. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah. It's nothing that you haven't already heard.
I get it. But it's bothering you, and I don't like it.
But it's something that just, I gotta flick it off. And it's nothing, it's not nothing bad, you know? It's just like the thing with my mom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just, my mom had a good, went to the doctor. It was great. She got good news, and it was awesome. It was great. One phone call.
Yeah. Turned it all south.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why?
I don't know. Couldn't answer that for you. I wish I could.
I can't answer it either. But can't give my mom an answer either.
I would tell you that's definitely not something that you should carry because it doesn't. There's nothing to do with you.
It's funny because my mom said that today. She's like, "Yep." She goes, "I wasn't the oldest, Elise," which. If no one ever knows, it's my mom and them call me Delise because that is my middle name. It's not Terry. That you only carry burdens that you should. And you learn to just leave them alone. Just stop thinking about them. Stop talking about them. And just like I told her the other day.
It's hard, I understand.
It's like that. We talked about the other day. I said, me and John said it's just me and him in the world. And she had to put her name in there. She goes, and me too, Delise. And I said...
Sure, Mom.
Absolutely, Mom. You can ride with us.
I mean, there's a lot of people that are along the ride, obviously, but it's just, you know.
My mom's come a long ways, and she has come a long ways, and she is trying to be different, trying to, you know, my dad, I love him, but he's difficult sometimes, you know, and I can only imagine, you know, and I do know I talk to my mom every day. I do talk to her. Every day, all day, and it's because my job is not a job. I do have a job. It's not. I sit around and watch kids all day, but
there's a lot of screaming and yelling going on.
But my kids know who my mom is. They know who Nanny is. You know, but it's, you know, make time for people that you know that you need to make time for. Take 10 minutes out of your day for people that. You know that you're they need that.
Well, okay, so what you're talking about is, again, allowing emotions to stop you or to motivate you to do something that you know you shouldn't do, right? Or even not even that you know you shouldn't.
Well, you shouldn't have these emotions anyway. You shouldn't be knowing who I am.
It's causing... There's no one on this earth that knows you better than me.
You and Brittany, y'all know when something's wrong. They're like, what's wrong with you? Nothing. I'm fine.
Yeah, and I know you're lying. That's why I hate it.
Her too. She's the same way.
But the thing is, okay, God's word actually says, let go of all bitterness.
Yes.
Better pull your toes in.
Yes.
Because look, I am the same. I have to pull my toes in too because I do have bitterness, right? Mm-hmm. About things that have occurred in my life, mm-hmm. about things with my mom. And the way I was raised, mm-hmm. and things with my ex-wife, and how those things played out. And, you know, look, obviously, they hurt. And that's the thing. We want to take our past hurts and make them present issues. We don't want to leave it in the past. Right? Look.
I try to make everybody's feelings.
You try to make everybody happy.
Yes.
And you can't.
I know.
But you still do. You still try. No matter what, you know this, but you still try to. And this is why.
I did two good things this month.
Love, you do good things all the time.
I gave two letters to two people that I do need to, I do work on. One is going to be a challenge for me. I am working on that one. We're just too much alike sometimes.
It's, again, you Okay, the way you said that actually kind of frustrates me.
What?
Because you said, look, I did two good things.
Well, what I mean is...
Here's the thing, hold on, hear me out. The reason you say that, the reason you say it like that is because somebody somewhere lied to you and made you believe that you're not a freaking amazing person.
No, it's me. It's me. I tell myself that.
You do because someone else did.
Yeah.
I'm telling you because I know the narrative inside of your head. I've got the same stupid narrative.
Brooke does me the same thing all the time.
Somebody, somebody told you that you were not enough.
True.
And you've been holding on to it ever since.
Well, I got rid of one word.
Okay, say stupid and get rid of I'm not enough.
True.
Because you are more than enough. Are you perfect?
No.
Are you ever going to be?
No.
Then you better let that stuff go.
I know.
Be who you are.
I know.
Because you are one of the kindest people that I know. You think of others way more than anything. Like, you always are thinking of other people. Always. Whether they realize it or not.
True.
Whether they give you the credit for that or not.
True.
You're always thinking about other people.
True.
Always. I live with you. I'm with you more than anybody. It's, you cannot make everybody happy.
I know.
And it doesn't matter. You don't have to.
It's true.
Right?
Yeah.
You do what you think is right and be happy with that and leave it at that. And if they accept it, great. And if they don't, great. You still did what you felt like God called and compelled you to do.
That's true. True,
true. So what are you beating yourself up over? Because you can't accomplish the mission that you have inside your mind? True. Jesus couldn't make everybody happy either.
That's
matter
true.
Of fact, he pissed off way more people than he made happy.
That's true. He did.
Read the Bible, man. I'm telling you. Read it.
I'm going to try to read it in a year. It's nothing I've ever done before. So
hey, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. I love watching you challenge yourself. I love it. You know, I do. I love watching you challenge yourself. And I've seen you do it repetitively. And you challenge me, right? I've seen you do it. You do it all the time. You put up with me, bro. You deserve a medal for that.
Yeah. Whatever.
No, not whatever. Stop. Look, I think I'm a good guy. I'm okay. I'm a decent person. I'm a loving husband. I take care of business. But I'm also a freaking jackass, all right? I know that. 100%. I get it. This is why most people don't care for me, because I'm a jackass. I know. You know what I mean? I say what's on my mind.
Sometimes I do too.
You do too. You're a jackass too. We're jackasses together.
I would just approach it and say it differently.
But the one person that gets it the worst is you, right? Which is not, shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. You should be the one person who gets the least of that. But you're the one that I feel safe with, right?
True.
So because of, again, I honestly, most every day feel like I owe you an apology. And I don't think I did anything, but I still feel like I owe you an apology. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just, look, you're a great person. You're a mighty woman of God, right? And you're out here trying to love and support me into a successful podcast and, you know, every single person around you that is around you ever, you're trying to help them, right? Either get something that they don't have or give them an encouraging word or make them feel loved or, you know what I'm saying? Bro, what about you?
True.
When are you going to take yourself off that back burner? Right? And it's not take yourself off the back burner and damn the world. It's not like that.
I know.
That part of... Your love language is acts of service, right? Yeah. That's what you do. So do that, but stop putting so much pressure on yourself.
I do that a lot.
Stop putting so much pressure on yourself. Know that you did great things, and you do great things all the time. All the time. Stop saying that. Stop saying you know.
Okay.
Start acting like it.
Make me cry over here.
I have been making you cry. I'm sorry. It's because I love you. desperately. I care about no one else on this earth more than you, right? The only thing that comes before you is God.
Yes.
Period. So I can't, and my responsibility is to you. Our responsibility is to each other, right?
Yep.
So I wish it didn't take having headphones on for us to have this conversation, right? True. I mean, seriously, like we should have already had this talk. And what really pisses me off is that I don't make you feel this way all the time. You should already feel like that. You should already, if you don't feel enough, then I'm not doing my job as a husband. I'm not loving you the way you need to be loved.
You do. It's just sometimes, you know how you try to fix it on your own or try to deal with it on your own.
You are preaching to the preacher of that church.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I get it, you know. That's what you try to do, you know.
But you can't. You don't have to.
I know.
You know.
I know.
A load gets a lot lighter with more hands, right?
True, but you don't want to be like, you know.
Sure. Well, okay. But this is because, again, you think about other people. You're thinking about me in the same time, right? Instead of dealing with a burden that you need to deal with, you're worried about burdening me.
Right. Just adding more to your plate and putting more on you. And
but
then,
that's what we do, right? We got it goes both ways. Look, you got to know when you're weak, I'm strong.
I know.
And when I'm weak, you're strong, right? That's the deal. That's what we signed up for, correct?
True.
I hope other couples are listening. Right? I know. I really do. I do, because look, I think if anybody's listening, anybody who's listening that's in a marital type of relationship, this is some of the best that you will see in our relationship. Yep. Like right here is some of the best that you will see. And I said, I wish it didn't take the having the headphones. We have these conversations.
We do.
Not, but it's been needing to happen.
Yes. I know.
It's been needing to happen.
I know.
And I wish it didn't require us being here for it to have happened this time.
I always hope it wasn't going to happen, but it just kind of like, blah.
Something happens when you get in this room, man.
I know. I'm just like, ugh.
Hey, I want you to remember my prayer at the beginning. I asked God to anoint it for what people need.
I know.
And apparently this is what you needed.
I guess.
And hopefully there's other people that needed it too. Because again, this is one of those where people, like, I hope people want that in their relationships. Yeah. Because look, dude, I am ride or die.
I know.
Period. And I will strap you on my back and I will climb the freaking Mount Everest. You know what I'm saying?
I know you would.
Regardless of what that means for me.
I know.
But I also know that you would do the same.
I would.
Right? You will pull out your chancla and fight a MF or off. I know who you are, right? Like, I get it. That's the thing. It goes both ways. And so you can't carry the burden on your own, and I can't carry the burden on my own, and we have to be able to share it, or else we drown.
Right.
Right? And yes, we have God too, right? So like you talked about us being powerful. That's how.
I know.
You know what I mean? Me, you, fighting for each other, working together, sometimes working against each other.
Right? I know.
And when we're working against each other, guess what happens?
Yeah.
We go nowhere.
Yeah.
Right? Why do you keep looking at your watch?
This fantasy football keeps going off.
I may have created a monster, y'all. She's playing fantasy football now.
When it keeps going off, that's what keeps telling
me. It's Wednesday. Nothing's happening.
I know, but I haven't set my lineup either for next week.
You can wait.
Oh, sorry. But he keeps going off. Oh, so-and-so. I'm like, okay.
My thing is like, we didn't discuss how I accidentally put you in five.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Please.
Yeah, I know. I didn't even look to see if I won last week either, so I've been busy.
I've had a terrible fantasy year. I'm getting annihilated with injuries.
Yours is different than mine, though. So
it's very different. You know that running back Cam Scadabo played for Arizona State last year against the Longhorns, like a little beast. Yeah, I had him, and I had him on my taxi squad, which means he can stay on there, and I'll get a 5-year contract every year, right? Well, as soon as you put him in your starting roster, the year clock starts ticking.
He got hurt.
The first week I had him in my starting roster, dislocated ankle, broken fibia, and some torn ligaments. Done for the year. First week. It's my fault, Cam. If you hear this, I guess you're welcome to butt your head against the wall and cuss my name because I put you in my roster. That's what happens. Sheeow. So, anyway. I didn't mean for the conversation to go that way, I'm sure it's a little uncomfortable or whatever, but.
Like I said, it's not been heavy. It's not been nothing. So it's just been something that I've been trying to talk to my Holy Spirit and not trying to be fleshly. I don't want my flesh to be in the way. I've been just.
Taking it to the altar.
Taking it to the altar. And that's great. And trying to get my Holy Spirit in line, being like, nope, get out of your head, just be the better person, do the things that God wants you to do, let God be the person you should be, you know, just those things. So, like, it's not been anything.
There's something about coming into agreement with each other, okay? That's scriptural, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's in Matthew, what is this?
Sorry. What are those things on the side?
18:19. What, this?
No, like the K.
Oh, different translations.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking for the NLT because that's what I always read, so I don't deviate away from that. So it says, I also tell you this. This is Jesus talking. If two of you agree here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. And I think that you got to remember that spirit is important, right?
Yes.
And so what you're talking about, and the reason I bring that up is like, okay, I understand you're surrendering it at the altar by yourself and coming into agreement with someone else at the altar. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, it's that much more impactful, that much more powerful. Where two or more are gathered in his name, there he is, right? Obviously, God is with you.
Yes.
Always.
Yeah.
Never left you, never going to forsake you.
Right.
Right. You just, it's not meant to be done by yourself all the time. There are times when, you got to do it on your own. But there are others when it's too much for your spirit to handle right now.
True.
You're weakened. And so you need, you've seen Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yes.
Come on, bro. You know this part, right? He's holding on to the Infinity Stone, getting ate up, and Gamora touches his arm. Right, and he gets a little stronger, and then it's his hand. It's his hand.
And what does name touch?
Drax touches his shoulder, and then Rocket grabs Drax's finger, and all together, they become strong enough to hold the Infinity Stone and defeat. I forgot the bad guy's name all of a sudden, but you know what I'm saying. That's the image I get in my head when I start talking about this. Mm-hmm. This is why community is important.
Right.
Right. And look, it's a hard lesson I've been learning for a while. And I'm still, I'm preaching to myself while I'm talking to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I got to do the same thing.
Right.
But if there's anybody that you should be able to surrender that to release it to, it should be me.
I know.
Same goes the opposite direction. Right. And bro, I give you my dirty.
I know. Like I said, it was nothing that was terrible. It's not like
it just hurts.
It just hurts. I get it. Yeah.
And you can't fix it. And you can't make anybody happy about it. And that's the hard part.
You're not going to make anybody happy. Mm-hmm. You're not.
Well,
you know.
There you go. You're not responsible for anybody else's happiness.
Like I said, just trying to keep it glued together. Just trying to keep it like Even if it's kind of fake. You know?
Well, fake don't count.
You know, but, you know, it was nothing bad. It's just, you know.
I understand. I just don't like to see you struggling.
Yeah, Kevin's done really good. He's actually done, reached out to me. You all right, sis? Yeah, I'm all right.
It's because people can tell.
I know.
You're hurt. That's it.
It's hard to keep it all together sometimes, you know?
Yep. You don't have to.
I know.
And it's not your responsibility to keep everybody together, right?
I know.
You be who you are, right? And you do the best you can to help. And remember that you control what you can control.
I know.
Which is Terry. You can't control anything else. I know. And you let everybody else be responsible for being in control of themselves. And yeah, love them and try to help and, you know, try to encourage and all that kind of stuff. But it's not your responsibility. You can't lead them to water. You can lead them to it, but they're not going to drink it. It's got to be their decision.
Yep, I know.
But you can take yourself to the water, and you can drink, and you can be refreshed and renewed, and you can share, and I'll share the burden with you. I'm going to go wherever the hell you're going anyway. So if you're going to go to the water, I'm going with you. Right? So this is a good thing. It's okay. It's okay to be hurt. I understand. Right? But you can't carry all that by yourself. You're not meant to.
I know.
Got to get it out. Yep, and you'll walk away from here feeling better.
True.
You know?
I know.
So we don't want to walk out of here the same as we walked in, right?
That's true.
It's the same as church.
Yeah.
On Sunday, right?
That's true.
You know, there's never been a single time that there's been plenty of days when I woke up and was like, I just don't feel like it today on church and Bible study. Oh, usually.
Those are the best days.
Those are the days that it usually end up being the most impactful because you go anyway, right? Yeah. Showing up anyway is a big deal, even when you don't want to or don't feel like it. So, you know, I think that we've touched on a few things that can be helpful, not only to us, but to others. And then that's, you know, you can't make everybody happy.
You're not going to either, you know. That's the problem. That's the problem with, you know, family members being broken and trying to carry everybody's burdens and your burdens. And you just can't. You can't make everybody happy. And
you're
just not. You're not going to do that, you know.
And we talked about being rooted and hunkered down and got really intimate about our relationship and if I don't care what kind of relationship you're in, if you don't have people that are in it to win it with you, willing to sacrifice, willing to give up whatever to help when necessary, supporting,
it's not
worth it. All those kinds of things, somebody that can go to war with you. Spiritual war is what I'm talking about, obviously. Then you need to work on that.
Yeah.
And it starts with you yourself, right? Yeah. Again, I can only control me.
I can too, yeah.
I can't control you at all. I can only control me. I can motivate. We can talk about it. We can even change each other's minds, but we can't control each other.
Right.
So we touched on a lot of good things, I think. And I'm sorry that
it was very emotional.
I'm sorry. It had to be like that because it's not. You don't like to show that to people, and that might even make you more emotional.
It might make you more emotional
thinking about it because now you're going to share it.
And I'm like, oh, I shared it to the world now, so I'm like, ugh.
The good news is we only got like 12 people that listen. Hopefully one day it'll be a lot
hopefully
more.
Hopefully no one just comes to me, I'm so sorry, because I'm going to be like, oh my God.
Please don't talk about it. You know what? You want people to, though. You really do want people to hear it and see it, because we don't have a perfect relationship.
No.
But I think that people can see a glimpse of what is good about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? What are some of the strong things about our relationship? And this is a good example of one of those that were, for better or worse, baby.
Not going anywhere.
Well, if you go, I'm going with you. Yeah, right. Have you seen that? I mean, you don't do TikTok anymore, but
no, I don't.
While you were, you remember that I don't know, something about if we got divorced, what would I get or whatever. I don't remember what it was. Anyway, ultimately, the guy would always be like, well, I'm going wherever you're going anyway, so we'll sell the house.
Are you taking it because I'm going with you?
Yeah, like, we don't have to be married, but I'm going wherever you're at. I'm going with you.
I just want you to know these jokes I got from Casey, so.
Okay, our daughter.
Mm-hmm. This is another vampire one.
Ooh, I got two ones. These are deep.
Okay. Why don't vampires use autocorrect?
Why don't vampires use autocorrect? Mm-hmm. That's an interesting question.
Because they love type O.
Oh. Oh.
Okay, I have one more.
You got another one?
I got another one. Let me do this. What? I'm sorry, my eyeballs are...
Yeah, all right.
What did a mummy's favorite type of music?
What is a mummy's favorite type of music? I don't know.
Rap. Like rap.
I get it. I totally get it.
I wanted to tell my tomato one, but you won't laugh at that one.
That one was tell funny. Your tomato one.
What the big tomato say to the little tomato?
What did he say?
Ketchup.
You still find that so funny too.
It's better than those ones. Ketchup. Oh, my kids love ketchup. That's what I love. Ketchup.
You're right. It's a good one. Okay, I'm going to give you an option. Okay, because I've used Paulo Coelho a few times. So it's either a quote from him or Emily Dickinson. Which one you want?
I like Emily Dickinson.
Emily Dickinson says, saying nothing sometimes says the most.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding. Amen. Very, very much so. You know, it's sometimes you just got to be silent. Mm-hmm. And, you know, work on you.
Don't it doesn't hurt anybody's feelings when you say nothing at all.
You don't have to have a response.
Mm-mm.
You know, don't put so much pressure on yourself.
I know.
To get everybody right. That's their job.
I know.
You get you right and worry about you. You know what I mean?
I know. But I'm not always going to be right either, so.
No, no, no. Mm-mm. I may be wrong, but you ain't right.
With you, I'm always right.
That's actually not true. I'm always right. So anyway, thank you again for doing it.
Absolutely.
Sorry to make it such a...
I'm going to have guests because I don't want to cry anymore.
It's a little... Sorry to make it so personal. But that's what's going to happen.
It happens. It's going to happen sometimes.
I really do pray that there are people that get to hear it, that it's helpful to their relationship. And not just their relationships with spouse or whatever, but their relationship with Christ. And, you know, again, if there's anything that we could say, it's really focus on you first and how you can be a better person first. What can you do? And stop focusing on what they are or are not doing.
Or what they're talking about, or who's talking about you, or blah, blah, who cares?
Doesn't matter.
Worry about you and focus on you.
God loves you.
That's the only one that matters.
That's it. So, anyway, If you haven't yet, you should have already gone to our website, www.bumper-sticker-wisdom.com. Leave us a comment. Give us some feedback. Tell us a joke or give us a wisdom, something you'd like to share. If you have a question or if you would like some prayer, by all means, it's not public information. We'll love to stand in prayer. Like we said, you know, when two people come into agreement here on earth, it's actually a very big deal. So
absolutely.
For Bumper Sticker Wisdom, I'm John.
I'm Terry.
Peace out.